It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
On a cold, wet Tuesday night in Philadelphia, the Reds got pounded by the Phillies 9-4. This series is now all tied up at a game apiece. It was just too much Bryce Harper for Reds pitching. Red starter Graham Ashcraft gave up a pair of solo home runs to Harper, and Harper hit a grand slam off Brent Suter in the bottom of the seventh. It was a bad night defensively for shortstop Ellie De La Cruz, who committed three errors, two of which led to Philly runs. Will Benson drove home Cincinnati's first run with a double to right field in the top of the third. He also made an outstanding diving catch on a Harper line drive in the sixth inning. Spencer Steer and Nick Martini both drove home runs in the top of the ninth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Tough one, Cowboy. It just wasn't the Reds' night tonight. They really didn't play good defense. And I think in the end, I mean, Bryce Harper dominated the night, three home runs. The third was a grand slam after a couple of solo shots. But those still, I don't know that they still burn you as much if the Reds make the plays defensively.
Oh, I agree with you. I think Ashcraft did what he needed to do from a starting pitcher standpoint. I mean, he ran six innings on the board, kept the Reds close enough, and really three runs, only two of those being earned after the couple of errors there in that sixth inning, allowing another run to score. But I think at that point in the ball game, you're kind of in the home stretch, and you make that error in the seventh, it leads to a grand slam, and things just kind of unraveled from there.
Can't afford to make four errors. Three of them were by the Red shortstop.
Yeah, the shortstop is always the high-end premium position, and I know, and everybody has to understand this. He's a young player. Ellie is going to make some errors. He's also going to make some spectacular plays and hit some balls that nobody else can hit. What you're hoping for is that the defense continues to improve over time.
Has to be a learning experience for him here tonight. Certainly wasn't ideal conditions, but at the same time, you got a chance to still win the series tomorrow.
Yeah, you're facing Zach Wheeler, but you've also got Frankie Montas, who was terrific on opening day. And the weather is going to be probably similar to what we had here tonight, which is not ideal in any point in time unless you're ice fishing. So I think from the Reds' standpoint, they've just got to continue to battle the way that they did tonight and figure out a way to play spotless defense, and they've got a chance to beat this club.
9-4, Phillies beat the Reds tonight here at Citizens Bank Park. Get back to you.
Thank you, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Phillies Tuesday night 9-4. Now to the highlights. The Reds got a two-out double from Christian Encarnacion Strand in the top of the first, but he was stranded at second base. Graham Ashcraft started for Cincinnati. He retired the first two batters he faced in the bottom of the first, but then he had a deal with first baseman Bryce Harper.
The 1-2 pitch. This ball is hit well, deep center field. Harper got a lot of it, and he got all of it. It's out of here, just to the left of the 409 sign. Bryce Harper's first hit of the year is a solo home run, and the Phillies have a 1-0 lead.
The Reds went out in order in the second against Spencer Turnbull, but tied the game in the top of the third. With one out, Tyler Stevenson hit a ground ball to shortstop Trey Turner. Obviously, wet weather was a factor because Turner threw the ball away and Stevenson was soon standing on second base. Jonathan India lined to second for out number two, but Will Benson delivered.
Back to the plate. This one ripped down the right field line, and we're going to have ourselves a tie ball game. Stevenson cruises around second. Or screws it around third, and into second is Benson. And that is a two-out RBI double for the Reds' two-hole hitter.
Talked last night about how Will Benson is just barreling up everything right now. That's another ball that was just smoked.
Graham Ashcraft set the Phillies down in order in the bottom of the third, but Philly retook the lead in the fourth, and it was Bryce Harper who did damage again.
Now Ashcraft brings it home, and Harper pulls one to right. This time it's well hit, it's deep, and it's gone. Harper is 2-for-2 with two home runs, and the Phillies are back on top 2-1.
That is veteran experience. I take your fastball and I hit it out the other way. Next time up, I'm not looking away because I've already hit that pitch. I'm looking in. You're going to try to bust me now. What does Ashcraft do? Tries to come in, and he got it.
Other than the unearned run in the third, Spencer Turnbull really held the Reds at bay over his five innings on the mound. He only allowed three hits. Ricardo Pinto took over in the sixth, and he set the Reds down in order. Graham Ashcraft came back out for the bottom of the sixth. Trey Turner led off with a base hit and moved to second on a wild pitch. Bryce Harper was next up, and Will Benson robbed him.
Here's the pitch. And this ball is socked toward the alley in right center field. Long run, Benson. He dives. He caught it. Oh, my goodness, what a catch. Turner back to tag at second, and he will move up to third. A diving catch by Will Benson out in right center field to take a hit and in all likelihood extra bases away from Bryce Harper. What a play.
I don't know how Benson caught that ball.
No idea.
On that play, Turner moved to third base. Alex Bohm then grounded out, and with Bryson Stott at the plate, it appeared as if Ashcraft was going to get out of the inning, but it wasn't to be.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a weak ground ball up the middle. De La Cruz has it on top of second. Flips to first. Close. Safe. They're going to say safe at first. Turner will score. And the Phillies lead it 3-1.
Ashcraft was finished after six innings. Six innings, four hits, three runs, two of them earned, a walk, five strikeouts, two home runs, a wild pitch, 85 pitches, 56 of those four strikes. Brent Suter took over in the bottom of the seventh, and Philly put this game out of reach. And again, poor defense and Bryce Harper were the causes. Brandon Marsh singled leading off the inning. Johan Rojas then hit what should have been a double play ball to De La Cruz at shortstop, but he tried to flip the ball out of his glove to Jonathan India at second base. The ball never got there. The next batter popped up, but then Kyle Schwarber got another run on the board.
Suter readies, turns it loose, and a looping liner over the head of the first baseman. That will score Marsh. Fraley to it quickly, but a base hit for Schwarber, and it's now a 4-1 Philly lead.
Suter then walked Trey Turner to load the bases, and that brought Bryce Harper back to the plate, and he did it again.
Suter back to the set. Here he comes. Rip high and deep and gone. Right center field, third home run of the ball game for Bryce Harper. It is a grand slam this go round. And it is now 8-1 Phillies.
The Reds added a run in the top of the eighth. Tyler Stevenson led off with a double left field. Next up, Jonathan India.
Ground ball to third since Bohm back. He gloves and throws it into the dirt right on by Bryce Harper and into the camera well at the far end of the Phillies' dugout. So that'll be an error on Alec Bohm. It will score Tyler Stevenson. It's now 8-2, and India ends up at second on the two-base error by the third baseman.
Buck Farmer took over for Suter to finish out the seventh inning. He came back out to pitch the bottom of the eighth, and the first batter he faced in that inning was Brandon Marsh.
And grounded to second. Buck Farmer's pitch to him is lifted in the air. Fairly deep to left. Steers going back. He's on the warning track, and he looks up. It's gone. Brandon Marsh launches an opposite field home run out of here to left, and it is 9-2 Phils.
Cincinnati scored a couple of runs in the top of the ninth. Jake Fraley singled. De La Cruz doubled, moving Fraley to third base, and Spencer Steer got a run home.
He swings and taps this one over the head of the pitcher, and Pinto had it, but then dropped it, and everybody's going to be safe, including Fraley home from third base.
May very well have his third hit of the night.
Next up was Nick Martini.
And now this ball by Martini is ripped toward left center, but on the run is Rojas to make the running catch. De La Cruz will tag at third and score on the sac fly for Nick Martini.
Tyler Stevenson then grounded out, and Jonathan India flew out, and the ball game was over. Reds fall to the Phillies 9-4. Here are the totals for Philadelphia: 9 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 5 left on base. For Cincinnati, 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. They strand at 6. Turnbull the winner, 1-0. Ashcraft the loser, 0-1. Pinto save number 1. Philly hit 4 home runs in the game, 3 of them off the bat of Bryce Harper, number 1, 2, and 3, and Marsh, number 2. 2 hours, 44 minutes, 28,119 on hand at Citizens Bank Park. Time to hear from Reds starter Graham Ashcraft.
Yeah, you know, I was really pleased with the way I was commanding the zone. I mean, Harper, those two balls that he hit, I mean, they were pitches he should have hit. I mean, slider down the middle, heater down the middle. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do with them, so I mean, I'm not really upset about that. But, I mean, you know, just the game, it was bad conditions. Just it is what it is, you know.
How tough was it to grip the baseball?
I mean, it was tough. When it went to, like, in the second inning right there, I went back to go to the rosin, and they were just – it felt like somebody dipped them in a bucket of water and put it back out there. I mean, it was just soaked. I mean, it drizzled the whole time we were playing. And it's just those conditions, you know, you got to play. You just got to play through it. It just makes it tough, but you just got to do what you got to do.
With that in mind, even more satisfying what you were able to accomplish tonight, certainly something to build off of?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like if I can build off of what I just did, you know, I feel like we're going to be in a really good spot. And I feel like, at least me personally, I'll be in a really good spot with the way things are going. So just got to keep building off it and keep rolling.
Okay. Is your leg okay?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
What did you feel like was going most right for you as far as, like, what, if you take one area of what you were doing, what were you most pleased with?
I mean, I would say it was more so just with the cutter and the sinker, you know? Like, when I needed to go away with the cutter, I was able to backdoor it. When I needed to throw the sinker into the righties, I was able to get it there and just trusting my stuff, just knowing, like, hey, you don't have to overdo it. Just go out there and just do what you do and just let your stuff work. And I felt like I did a really good job of that tonight.
How long have you been pitching without worrying about your toe?
Yeah, you know, I would say it was probably about the second or third start in spring. Like, it felt really good, and it started recovering better. So now it's just like, I mean, you see me out there going to first base, covering, getting balls. I mean, it's not even a question anymore.
Thursday afternoon, it's the finale of the three-game series. Right-hander Frankie Montas goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 1-0 with a 0 ERA, and he was brilliant on opening day. Right-hander Zach Wheeler will pitch for Philadelphia. He has no record and no ERA. This game was supposed to take place at 1:05, but because of weather in Philadelphia, they moved it back to 4:05. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3:35. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Phillies beat the Reds 9-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.